Hi, I'm Travis Leithead, a program manager on the IE team, and I'm here to introduce Web Workers, a new feature in Platform Preview 2, which is available now. Web developers face a problem when trying to run compute-intensive JavaScript. Long-running compute-intensive JavaScript can hog CPU cycles and prevent the browser from responding to user input. To the end user, this looks like the browser is hung. HTML5 and Web Workers provide a solution. Long-running compute-intensive JavaScript can be moved from a web page onto a web worker in order to keep the web page responsive. This demo is inspired from my first trip to Las Vegas, Nevada, where I stood spellbound watching the fountains in front of the Bellagio Hotel. Here I recreate an inadequate representation of those fountains using a compute-intensive JavaScript code called a particle fountain. Generating each animation frame of the particle fountain takes a lot of CPU work. By moving most of the hard work into a web worker, I can increase the average frame rate and keep the web page responsive, because the web page will spend most of its time waiting for the workers to finish building a frame. When I don't use web workers, the web page must bear all the cost of generating each animation frame. And as you can see, when there are a lot of particles to render, the frame rate drops considerably. Let's take a look behind the scenes at how this works. In this file in the web page, I'm in the setup fountain function, and I'm first creating my web workers here, and then I'm assigning their message handlers right afterward. The messages will arrive with each completed animation frame, which I then assign into the current frame. Then I start the web page's primary animation loop here in Composite Canvas. In this function, first of all, I issue a request for the next animation frame from each web worker. Then, after each web worker has responded with a frame, I copy the frames into a Canvas pixel array buffer. I push that pixel array buffer into an off-screen canvas, and then I draw that off-screen canvas onto the Bellagio background, scaling accordingly. Now let's take a look into what is happening inside the web worker. Inside a web worker, I can run as much JavaScript as I want, as fast and long as I want, without impacting the responsiveness of the web page. To take advantage of that, I have each worker pre-render a set number of frames. This is done in fill frame buffer, and it happens as fast as possible because of the set timeout with a 4-millisecond delay each iteration. By pre-rendering multiple frames on the web worker, I more efficiently use the web worker by reducing its idle time, and I average the cost of building more complex frames with the cost of less complex frames, which helps make the cost per frame more consistent. As expected, IE's implementation is interoperable with other browsers, meaning that your same markup will run consistently wherever web workers are supported. In addition, IE fully supports the HTML5 structured clone algorithm used for message passing, as well as the message channel feature, which enables this demo to generate some lighting effects on the fountains. Let's take a quick look at how this looks in other browsers. I'm going to close IE and open Firefox 5. And we can see that the demo is running the same way here in Firefox. You'll notice that Firefox doesn't support the message channel feature, which enables the lighting effects which we saw in IE, but does support web workers. I'll go ahead and close Firefox now. Go back to IE, IE10 platform preview. And we again look at this. It's rendering great, getting pretty good frames per second. And we can turn on the lighting effects to see that in action. Thanks for watching this demo. I hope you enjoy IE Platform Preview 2 and get a chance to try out this demo for yourself. Thank you very much.